About a dozen people are hiding out from the smoky heat at Portland's Hollywood Senior Center. It's one of the county's designated cooling centers, with air conditioning for those needing relief on the hottest days of the year.
We're one of the busier senior centers. We have lots and lots of programs.
Jennifer Young works here. But with smoke from the nearby Eagle Creek fire blotting out the sun across the city, she's taking extra precautions, even inside the cooling center. She has an electronic air filter draped around her neck.
It's a personal ionizer. Not sure how it's working, but I didn't get a lung infection this year like I do. I've got really bad asthma.
She flips on another air filter that she brought from home to put in her office space. As soon as wildfire smoke started flowing into the city from the Columbia River Gorge, Young felt it in her lungs.
I'm really short of breath. I noticed it this morning. I was debating whether or not to come into work.
The particles in the smoke are irritants that can trigger an asthma attack. Young spent a lot of her childhood summers in the hospital when smoke from nearby field burning would close down her airways. This week, she's avoided any hospital visits, but she's had to use her inhaler to help her breathe.
My asthma, unfortunately, is not well controlled, and I have lots of lung damage because of that. So anytime the air gets bad, I'm going to feel it.
A big question for people like Young is how much more bad air they can expect in the future with climate change.
I think, like a lot of people, I look outside and I wonder if every summer is going to be like this.
Brendan Haggerty tracks the health impacts of climate change for Multnomah County.
And I think the signs are pointing more and more toward yes, to some extent. We can expect to have to deal with this more and more often as the climate continues to change.
Haggerty says as summers get hotter and drier, research shows fire seasons and the smoke that comes with them are likely to linger longer. That means more bad air days and more health risks for people with asthma and heart disease. He says we've already seen an increase in the number of acres burned and the length of the fire season.
Since the 1980s, it's more than doubled. We're now over a 3, maybe 4 month fire season, whereas when my dad was young, it was less than a month.
The latest National Climate Assessment projects the number of acres burned by wildfires will quadruple in the next 70 years.
So this summer feels like a lot, but I can't imagine what it would be like to have 4 times as much fire in the Pacific Northwest.
For people with asthma, it could mean some very unhealthy summers.
I myself have asthma, and on days like this when I wake up, I can feel the tightness in my chest.
Matt Hoffman works on air quality issues for Multnomah County.
We've spent months now under the haze of smoky skies, and Portland hasn't had it that bad.
Across the Northwest, he says, some communities are facing unhealthy air every day for months.
It moves beyond that risk of my eyes hurt today or I might be having a hard time breathing today when it becomes a third or a fourth of the year that we have to experience these types of conditions.
This week, the number of asthma-related hospital visits jumped about 25% across the state of Oregon. Haggerty says in the future, we may have to find ways to clear the smoke-filled air.
You know, the good news is we'll get better at that, right? We'll get better indoor air filtration. We'll get better air conditioning systems. We'll plant trees in ways that protect us. But when I look outside, I worry about what it'll be like in the future.
He says maybe the ash falling from the sky will lead more people to consider driving less and cutting back their own contributions to climate change. I'm Cassandra Profita, reporting.